I knew of someone who struggled with believing in the Bible because it didn't match his own set of beliefs that he had formed through his time living life. He'd formed his own code of what is right and what is wrong. Some of what he said seemed to agree with the principles of the Bible, and others did not. Even still, he claimed to be a believer. It just seemed that he agreed with only whatever portions of the Bible that matched up with his personal code, and he disregarded the rest. As bad as this type of thinking could be for his own spiritual growth, think about what it would do if he tried to teach it to others. It would be nothing more than godless chatter. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 through 18 says, "Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some." It is dangerous to choose to believe only in what we want to agree with when it comes to our devotion to the Bible. The entire Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So if we dismiss what we don't want to agree with, or even worse, teach others to believe our own version of what we think the Bible should be, we are wandering away from the truth and destroying the faith of some. So I encourage you, just like Timothy does, to avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Timothy warns us to avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it become more and more ungodly. The type of chatter that he is referring to here is when we choose our own so-called wisdom over biblical truth. When we begin to think that we know better than God, and we substitute what he deems as holy and right for what we consider holy and right. We are deceiving ourselves, and worse, we deceive others if they choose to listen to us. So please, take the Bible as total and pure truth. It is the Holy Scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.